WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. One vote, one ballot made the difference in one House of Delegates race, and that one vote means a change in the balance of power in the chamber pending certification by a three-judge panel. Also, Charlottesville honors Heather Heyer, killed during a peaceful counter-protest on August 12th. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, December 20th. One vote may have just determined control of Virginia's legislature. In a recount on Tuesday, Democrat Shelley Simons of Newport News beat Republican David Yancey. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory No Pain has more.
Before the day began, Simons was down by 10 votes. But after hours of meticulous recounting, she pulled into the lead by a single vote.
I think landslide, Shelley, sounds great. You can call me anything, just call me delegate.
Speaking with reporters afterwards, Simons said she heard the news from her campaign manager.
I'm thrilled. I'm just thinking about all of the possibilities, all the things that we can get done in Richmond, issues that we haven't been able to get out of committee.
Republicans had held a narrow majority of 51, but with the flip, Democrats and Republicans are now tied 50-50. There are two more recounts in House races this week, although they both have a larger margin of difference. In a statement, Republican leaders say they're prepared to govern alongside their colleagues. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
And as Soraya Wintersmith with our partner station WCVE in Richmond reports, Simons is not new to the political arena.
Shelley Simons says she's already been working behind the scenes to drum up support for her top legislative priorities.
Expanding maternity leave for teachers and making sure we have a menu of benefits that will really attract teachers to the teaching profession. And I'm also very interested in career and technical education.
Simons is a former teacher herself and a sitting member of the Newport News School Board. She says that's how she got into politics.
You know, once you start serving the community and you realize what a difference you can make, you kind of get on that path. And that's how I've ended up as a candidate for the state legislature.
If election results are verified, Simons will join the House of Delegates next month. Soraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
The results in the 94th District are expected to be certified Wednesday by a three-judge panel. The Ohio man accused of driving into a crowd protesting a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville has been indicted on 10 felony counts, including first-degree murder. Court records show a grand jury returned an indictment Tuesday against 20-year-old James Alex Fields. Prosecutors say Fields drove into peaceful counter-protesters the day of the rally that drew hundreds of white supremacists to Charlottesville. Heather Heyer was killed, and authorities say 35 people were injured. Also indicted yesterday were three men charged in connection with an attack on a man in a parking garage the day of the rally and a man charged with firing a gun. Meanwhile, Charlottesville is set to honor the young woman Fields is accused of killing. The city is holding a ceremony Wednesday morning to designate Honorary Heather Heyer Way. Among those slated to speak is Heyer's mother, Susan Breaux. Breaux told the Associated Press on Tuesday that she's happy to see the city honoring her daughter in this way. Breaux says she has received hate mail and threats since Heyer's death, but also an outpouring of support from around the world. She says she had to bury Heyer in an undisclosed location as a protective measure. If you're looking for stocking stuffers for the local beer drinker in your life, the one-year-old Shenandoah Beer Works Trail, a route of 14 craft breweries in the region, may have an answer for you. They recently launched a passport program, making it even easier for beer fans to sink local suds over the holidays. WMRA's Jesse Nadler has the details.
How it works: beer drinkers pick up a passport and request a stamp at any of the 14 craft breweries along the trail. Seven Arrows in Waynesboro, The Friendly Fermenter in Harrisonburg. Once at least six stamps have been collected, beer drinkers can mail it in to receive a T-shirt.
With the passport, visitors are encouraged to stay in the area longer, visit more breweries, enjoy more of what the Valley has to offer.
Courtney Craner is assistant director of the City of Waynesboro's Tourism Office. It's one of five local tourism offices that helped launch the program as a way to promote the area's craft brew scene with tie-ins to local tourism. And there's state money behind it. The passport program is funded in part by a grant that was awarded by Governor McAuliffe in the fall.
We're already seeing a great deal of enthusiasm. I actually had someone waiting in my office the day after it launched with completed passport in hand.
No wonder. The first person to turn in a completed passport received two tickets to the Red Wing Roots Music Festival in July. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
You can find more about that story at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.